This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Margaret Powell, and we were just talking about this list that ISIS has put out of American churches calling for people to go there and create a bloody massacre. And, you know, Margaret, I interviewed a guy from South Africa who went to a liberal church, who was just visiting there, but he was a concealed carry person. Mm-hmm. And he said he had to go through a process to determine if he's going to carry weapons or not. He had a pistol with just 6 shots, mm-hmm. and that church was chosen, they later learned, by some African communists to attack because they knew it would be a bunch of white liberals. They came in throwing hand grenades, spraying the place with fully automatic weapons, but this guy from the opposite corner, way up high, takes a couple of shots and actually hit one of these guys. Mm-hmm. Then he went out the round side because he said, I don't think I hit anybody. Mm-hmm. He goes outside, comes around the other side. His name was Charles Von, I can't remember. He's mm-hmm. South African. Anyway, he hits another guy from the other. So they thought they were being shot at from multiple angles. And I got to say, pastors, you need to, you're shepherds, right? Look after your sheep. Get somebody that's going to be in your church that's going to be able to protect them.
That's right.
If you got to hire security or you get somebody in your congregation that carries concealed. And I got to say, the sheep, stop being sheep.
Mm-hmm. That's the best advice anybody could give them, frankly, is to be awake and to be alert and understand that we are in a war. We're currently in a war, and nothing reflects that better than what's happening in Western Europe right now. The church is under siege, and it wants to creep into, it's our multiculturalism, our welcoming. It's taking full advantage of that. I know briefly we're running out of time. You covered a story last week, and I touched on it briefly this morning about the University of Maryland, the 64 demand list, which included having a prayer room in all major buildings so that Muslims feel welcome on the campus. And there seems to be this radical push. And Christians were taught to be accepting and loving and welcoming and forgiving. And Soros, if you recall, he called the Catholics useful idiots in this push. So it's time to not be a useful idiot any longer and to not let go of what is rightfully yours when it comes to having the freedom to worship in this country.
They scream bloody murder when the mm-hmm. Christians want to have a Bible study in an unused room, and yet mm-hmm. they demand that they establish rooms. Now, that's true mm-hmm. establishment of religion.
Yeah.
And you set aside rooms for this particular religion. And also, Margaret, they want to have shuttle service to a mosque that's a half hour away from campus. I mean, these people believe that they're entitled. But the interesting thing, I think, mm-hmm. is how they're allied with the radical feminists and the LGBT people who they want to kill. They want to take these feminists and put them in burkas, and they want to throw the LGBT people off the roofs, okay?
I mean, hello. You know, we should send these women that are, you know, I've seen these professors, they're wearing the burqa in solidarity. It's a solidarity movement for, you go to a Muslim, I have reported from Muslim countries, there is such a restriction when it comes to women showing their hair. It's an all-out hatred, and it's a hatred for humanity. It's masked in religion, of course, but it's not just about women, as we know. It's a hatred for all humanity and anything that stands up against Islam, frankly.
Yeah, there was just this German minister who went to Saudi Arabia, and the prince was furious about it, mm-hmm. but not as furious as the mainstream media in right. Europe, who really came after her for disrespecting their culture.
Right.
And at the same time, you had French television going through a Muslim neighborhood, and they were harassing these women, said, get out of here.
Right.
This is for men only. You're not covered, and so forth and so on.
Right.
And said, this is not allowed. It's like our home here. And this is a place that was 10 miles from the center of Paris mm-hmm. in a neighborhood. They said, it's like our home. They don't consider France to be their home.
Right.
They consider themselves to be occupiers to take it over.
Right. I mean, there seems to be there is a feeling of they have a right to do this. And stand your ground doesn't begin to come close to this. I know we're running out of time. Just briefly mentioning Paris, I want to touch on this because it was really an important story that we sort of missed yesterday. The EU, so they've had almost a year to decide what to do after the shooting in Bataclan. And what are they going to do? They're going to impose more restrictive rights on anybody carrying a gun because they don't want you to be able to defend yourself. in the event that you find yourself in the clutches of a terrorist.
Absolutely insane. Like I said before, they can't tell the difference between a semi-trailer and a semi-automatic. Stay with us. John Rappaport will be hosting the fourth hour. We'll be right.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour here. Welcome. Lots to cover. As some of you know, and those of you watching, nomorefakenews.com is my site, and I mention that because 15 years ago, after 19 years as a reporter, it was clear to me that fake news was everywhere. And I wasn't talking about independent media or so-called alternative media. I was talking about mainstream media right from the beginning. That's where all the fake news was. So hence, no more fake news. And it still is. And I want to go over a little history with which I'm sure you're familiar, but just kind of break down the steps of what happened after the election in major media, how they tried to position themselves and con everybody into some new breaking story about fake news. Yes, fake news. So the first shot out of the box after Hillary Clinton lost came really from the Washington Post. And their tune was, fake news sites spread lies about Hillary Clinton and helped to lose the election for her. Fake news sites. And for a lot of people, this was a revelation. What are they talking about? Fake news sites. And so they cited some obscure and completely false source, and they had to sort of half retract the story later, but it didn't matter because it was out there. And so in the echo chamber of major media, it spread like wildfire. Oh, there are these fake news sites, and they, what do? Anyway, well, some of them, many of them just make up the news and pretend it's real in order to get clicks and views. That was one thing. And then another thing was, well, some of these sites are not just doing that. They are vicious and hostile, and they are pretending that they're reporting the truth, and they're telling lies about American institutions, about the government, about especially Hillary Clinton. And this could have cost her the election. So that was really the first shot out of the box. And recognize as I'm talking here that they are talking about, I mean they, major media, in terms of generalities. So when they say something, it's often not really clear what they mean, and that's on purpose. That's on purpose. So it's not me who's puzzled here by any of this. I'm reporting their insanity with generalities, which is how they handle it, right? That's what they do. So I wrote a piece and I said, well, wait a minute, folks. The Washington Post started this. So let's look at just a little bit about the Washington Post. And I wasn't even going back to older CIA connections and so forth, because the Post was reporting that the CIA was giving them important sourced information here about fake news. I said, look at recent history. Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, bought the Washington Post for $250 million, just laid it on the table. What's the connection there? Well, it turns out that Amazon has a $600 million contract with the CIA to provide cloud computing services. Oh, oops, wait a minute. Is that called a conflict of interest? Could that be a source of fake news? Does the Washington Post declare that they have a conflict of interest? Of course not. Because every time they mentioned the CIA, they would have to print some kind of a disclaimer. We here at the Washington Post insist that our story is accurate, but we have to say that our owner, boss, chief, king, monarch, Jeff, actually has a contract with the CIA for $600 million and expects to make a lot more after that. So take what we're saying in this story about the CIA with a grain of salt the size of Langley. They're not going to do that. They're never going to do that. But they should. They should. So that was the first shot out of the box. And it was vague, and it was confusing, and it was, to say it was badly sourced would be a huge understatement, because they were talking about some website that seemed to have some inside baseball on fake news sites, but didn't have anything at all. Second shot out of the box. Somehow these fake news sites, the Washington Post and other media outlets said, and they're now all getting on the bandwagon, these fake news sites, you see, are connected to Russia What? What are we talking about here? 100,000 fake news sites and bloggers that are somehow covertly working with the Russian government? I mean, the story was so preposterous on its face. And yet, Hillary supporters, all kinds of people who were desperately hoping that somehow the election could be overturned, or that somehow the globalist agenda could be saved from whatever Trump was going to do to it, were climbing all over this bandwagon and screaming and shouting and so forth. Yes, 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 yes. Russia, fake news, it's all connected somehow. How? I mean, I would certainly be, I suppose, included in fake news sites. I'm talking on the phone, or I have some covert means of communication with the Russians. Somebody in the Russian government is feeding me data, and I am putting it out there. What are they even talking about? What are they even saying? And this, of course, was completely unclear. But that helps, because as my first logic teacher told us in class so many moons ago, the biggest weapon of non-logic and people who want to avoid rationality is the generality, the vague generality. Russia, fake news sites, fake news bloggers. Oh, yeah, it all stirs up in a pot. You see, a gigantic pot. And now they began coming after fake news sites like InfoWars, possibly number one on their list. And they've kept coming. So then came, on top of this, you could call it maybe the third wave, the language changed. And now it was Russia hacked the election. Russia hacked the election. What does that mean? That they went into voting machines, precincts, software, computer companies. Those of you watching this right now are seeing from BBC News a headline, "Can U.S. election hack be traced to Russia?" I mean, BBC, you know, people say, well, that's a responsible news outlet. No, they're not. They're complete idiots, and they're liars. Because what does that mean, Russian hack? Well, of course, the implication is, in fact, that they did go into the machines, that they did go into the software, that they subverted the vote, that they changed the numbers, the actual numbers in the election. That's what the phrase "hack the election" says. There's another one from NBC News. Putin, Obama on the phone, the election hack. So we break it down, and what major media really seem to be saying is something much different. What is that? I'll tell you in a minute. But let's take a little pause here, because I want to tell you about Christmas Super Sale specials at InfoWars.com, since they are selling out rapidly, so you better get on board. And here are the specials. Living Defense, 30% off. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 50% off. Rainforest Plus, 33% off. Winter Sun Vitamin D, 25% off. DNA Force, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. And BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. Plus, store-wide free shipping. It's win-win, folks. You support InfoWars, you get great products. It's the super sale. Jump in. And where do you jump in? InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com for these deals. End of deal. Coming soon, so get there. Okay. So what does it mean, hacked the election? Russia hacked the election. What are we talking about? Well, Russia, you see, and I'm talking as major media. Oh, we're going to have to postpone that, too. Take a break. Be right back. InfoWars. Sitting in for Alex.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
John Rappaport, nice music, sitting in for Alex here in the fourth hour. Okay, the hack, the election hack. To break it down, major media were basically saying, okay, look, Russia attacked the Podesta, the Hillary, the DNC emails, and fed them to WikiLeaks. And then WikiLeaks released them. And then all of these fake news sites jumped on board and began splashing this all over the internet. Now, if you talk to the editor of the Washington Post and you try to nail him down and say, this is what you're talking about now, this is it, this is exactly what you mean, and you don't mean anything else. No, we mean a lot of things. Don't try to pin me down. There's a whole lot of stuff going on here. Oh, yeah. But this is sort of what they were saying. And then, of course, Julian Assange of WikiLeaks said, no, Russia was not our source. Absolutely not. And that left it up in the air. Well, CIA has now come. Oh, yes, CIA is telling the Post and other newspapers, yes, we have definitive evidence. Yes, Russia was hacking the election, whatever that means. And we are giving Congress a briefing here. And several congressmen said, well, okay, but where's the evidence? We hear what you're saying. Yeah, here's from CNN. CIA director reassures staff. Reassures, you know. So in other words, our evidence that Russia did hack the election is we assure you that they did. Oh, baby. I have a wonderful time with this. Mainly, I guess, because I've been working as a reporter. And I know these people are fake. I've known it for 30 years that they're fake. And now they're basically saying, hey, look at us. We're fake. We're fake. You know, they're walking around with their pants down saying, look at us. We're fake. The world is falling and Russia did it and we're fake. I mean, how could it be more transparent? I don't know. I mean, it's just hysterical. You know, I mean, if they weren't attacking independent news media, then it would be nothing more than a gigantic joke. And we would be doing nothing except laughing, all right? So, WikiLeaks says, no, of course not. We didn't get this information from Russia. We don't say where we got our information from for a very good reason, because these sources could be killed, you know, if they were revealed. And maybe they were. Look at the events surrounding the death of Seth Rich, who worked for the DNC. Maybe he was the leaker. WikiLeaks offered $20,000 reward for information about his killing. Was not a robbery. His wallet, money, and so forth were there at the scene. So, everybody picked up on this in major media. Okay, the CIA assures us, other agencies in the intelligence community assure us that Russia hacked the election, whatever that means. You know, whatever that means. They assure us that it's true. And there is a collaboration of some kind, they don't spell it out, between fake news sites and Russia to subvert the election by revealing malicious information about Hillary Clinton. Let's call it that, okay? That's trying to put together the storyline for them, because they're so fumbling and bumbling that they can't do it for themselves, right? Okay, so now we've got the following. So if I were talking, let's say, to the editor of the Washington Post, I would say, okay, so you admit then that the information in the WikiLeaks emails was destructive to Hillary Clinton, right? And he might say, well, yes, he's already sensing where I'm going. So it was destructive there because it was true. Take a break. We'll be back.
march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
John Rappaport back, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour here. Then we get serious, real serious, because then major media say, okay, look, Russia hacked the election, whatever that means. We're not even going to bother describing it. The CIA assures us it's so. What does that mean? We don't have any evidence, but we don't care. And there are thousands, who knows how many, quote, fake news sites and bloggers that are taking their information from Russia, basically, and spreading it all around and smearing Hillary Clinton by telling the truth about her. Because, you know, that's what's in the WikiLeaks emails. The truth about her, the people around her, the DNC, the corruption, some things about the Clinton Foundation, all kinds of stuff. That's what they're saying. Except now they have to say, well, that information is actually false that's in the emails. Oh, really? Well, if it's false information in the emails, then it's what? So in other words, everybody's lying about Hillary Clinton. That's what you're saying. You're saying that the WikiLeaks email material was actually forged. Well, we're not going that far. Their whole story falls apart. They fall apart. They're naked in front of the whole world, but they don't care because they have the power, they believe, to attack and defeat major independent sites like this one. That's what they think. And so they go on the attack all the time. They needed something as a pretext to go on the attack. That's what we're talking about here. Why? Because they're losing. Because nobody believes major media anymore. That's why. And because Trump, during his campaign, whether you like him, you hate him, you're indifferent, I don't care. But what he was talking about over and over and over again was the defeat of globalism. And that is the force that is behind major media. They are in lockstep together. They are one. They are brothers under the skin. That's where the money is. That's where the prestige and the power is. That's the whole deal. And so they have to say, major media, all of a sudden, well, what is, there is no such thing as globalism. And then you go back in their own stories, and of course they're talking about globalism. And you can go to David Rockefeller and read his comments about globalism. He's a globalist. You know, the Rockefellers behind the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, very important, the United Nations, all of these groups whose purpose is a new world economic order, which means it has to be a new political order, which means it's all about technocratic control of every citizen on the face of the earth. So let's, you know, get that straight, okay? That's what they're talking about. They're talking about energy consumption, as Pat Wood describes in his great book, Technocracy Rising. Glad to see he was interviewed recently on InfoWars. They are ultimately talking about an ID card or a chip or whatever you want to call it that would register your energy consumption. That would be doled out on a global basis to every human being on Earth. And when you reach the limit for the month or whatever the period of time is, that's it. You're done. You can't consume any more energy because they know how much energy there is, you see, and they can divide that and by the number of people and decide who gets how much energy as a quota. You've got a quota. What do you think smart meters are about? What do you think the smart grid is about? What do you think sustainable development is all about? What do you think Agenda 21 is all about? What do you think all these globalists are trying to do? They are trying to integrate every nation on Earth into one system that is controlled by an elite technocracy. That's what they're doing. That's what they've been doing under our noses for a very long time. And one crazy guy stood up and said, guess what? I'm running for president, and I don't care. I don't care. I have no respect for the media. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they think. I don't care what they do. All I know is I think we ought to build back this country, and we ought to forget about all of this globalism nonsense. And he kept saying it over and over and over again. And the mere saying of it was enough to alarm the globalists and say, this is not good. We do not want this message out there, and we don't want anybody to actually try to implement it. That would be a disaster if that actually happened for real. So we've got to cut it off. And they tried and they failed. They didn't cut it off. And I don't care what anybody says. This, what happened in the election, is such a danger to these globalists and technocrats that they have to respond in the way that I've just laid out for you here in the last 35, 40 minutes. And I will continue to lay it out. But first, a message about the InfoWars store at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, the Super Christmas Sale. Special selling out, Brain Force Plus, 33% off at InfoWarsLife.com. It's selling out, so go there and get it. 20% more capsules per bottle. Brand new supercharger ingredient, black pepper extract. Higher concentration of key ingredients. Brain Force Plus. You support InfoWars. You get a great product. Everybody wins. InfoWarsLife.com. The Christmas Super Sale. Do it. Do it. The globalists are, the major media are the globalists. They're interchangeable pieces and parts. I've talked enough over the years to mainstream reporters to read between the lines of what they're telling me. And what they're telling me basically is they understand what their agenda has to be in order to stay in the system, in order to rise up in the system, in order to collect their paychecks, in order to send their kids to college. They know, I can assure you, they know. And they are vetted carefully when they're hired, after they're hired. They've got talent spotters out there. Okay, this guy's smart, he can write, and he's on the right side politically of what we want him to say. Let's bring him on board and see how he works out. It's a classic infiltration operation. Come on. It's been going on for 60, 70 years at least in the press, in the colleges, where they hire people whose ideology is all important to them. That's the game. So they have to destroy Trump. They have to destroy what he was saying. They have to destroy what he promised to do. And the way that they do it is clear. It's all this fake news out there. Yeah, there's so much fake news. Yeah, fake news. Don't trust fake news. And now the major media have to go to the people who are really in charge of still the majority of news on the internet. That's social media, that's Twitter, that's Facebook, that's YouTube, and they've got to say to them, hey, boys, help us out here. Help us defeat fake news. Because you're putting our news up, right, on Facebook and so forth, and we have a deal, you know, we're on the same team. Come on, right, Zuckerberg, you're on the same team. And he says, of course I'm on the same team, because after all, when you really look at where the funding started for Facebook, what do you see? You see CIA-connected money. Sure, he's on the same team. There was never any doubt about that. So they're going to censor, they're going to bury what they consider to be fake news in a preposterous way. They're going to try their best, and they're going to fail time and time again. They're going to fail. And the more they try, the more they rub up against people like you and others who are on the fence, the more you're going to go away from mainstream news into independent news. Because you can see what they're doing. You can see what they're doing. They're running scared. They're terrified. They've got to get a guy like Brian Williams, who's like Mr. Fake News, to start talking about how we have to defeat fake news. This is classic Orwellian stuff. I mean, it's right out of 1984. Find the biggest fakers in the world and have them accuse everybody else of fakery. You know? This is a holiday. Talk about the Christmas holiday. This is a holiday this season for me as a reporter, because dreams are coming true. Dreams are coming true. Up until now, I would say, major media position has been kind of solid, sober. You know, that's their attitude as they lie to you every single day in every single way that they can. by telling overt lies, by leaving out vital data, by bringing in fake experts and calling them real and creating a consensus that doesn't even exist and calling it a consensus. I mean, all of this, but they do it like, we are the authorities. We know, here it is. This is the news. This is real. That's the way until now. Now, it's like some drunken, hysterical frat boy running around naked out on the quadrangle of the university at 2 o'clock in the morning screaming, everybody's fake. It's psychotic behavior. That's what they're into now. They've gone psycho. And this is what happens to people who are chronic liars, chronic sociopaths, chronic greed heads, when they're cornered. They go psychotic. That's what they do. They start screaming. They start making up stuff. Hey, Mr. CIA, we need your help. We need to call out fake news. Can you give us? Oh, sure, we can give you whatever. What do you want? Well, we got to do fake news sites and so forth. And we got to tie all this into Russia hacking the election and Russia actually fed the fake. Oh, yeah, I see where you're going with this. No problem. We'll fish out something. We'll make a statement. We'll do briefings. Bring in anybody. We'll just feed them full of generalities. And if they ask us for evidence, we'll say we can't give it to you because we have to protect our sources and methods and national security, blah, blah, blah. Sure, we can do that because we've got a deal, right? $600 million contract here. We're buddies, right? No problem. The boys in the back room are going psycho. And it's gorgeous to see, except for the fact that they really do want to bury independent media. And the result of that war is to a significant degree in your hands. Your hands. Because it's where you go, what you hear, what you see, what you read that determines how this war is going to end up. The trend is certainly in the direction of independent media, leaving major media in the dust. But the future, to a significant degree, lies in your hands. And I know, because I know what's going on out there, that many of you have been essentially bringing other people on board in various ways and saying, hey, look at this story. Look at that. Can you believe this? And they say, God, this is incredible. Where did this come from? And it turns out to be an independent news site. That's where it's coming from. Well, I got to read more of that. I got to see more of that. And a whole new world opens up to that person that you helped create. And you keep doing it over and over again, and then he keeps doing it over and over again, and you can't stop that. You absolutely can't stop that. There'll always be a way around whatever they do to keep this going. And they know it. They understand that. And they can't change course. That's the beauty of it, you see. They're on this course. It's heading to the edge of the cliff. They're going to fall off. It's going to be terrifying, and they're going to crash on the rocks and explode. And they can't get off that course because they're pledged in blood to the death to be brothers under the skin to the globalists. There's no way out. You sell your soul. Now, if you go back on your pledge or your promise, you're dead. One way or another, in one form or another, you're dead. So they can't go back. We have to understand that. That's good to know. That's a vital piece of information. They're going down this same psychotic track. They're going to be telling wilder and wilder tales that make no sense, full of vague generalities. and accusations that they hurl out there. And it's going to rebound against them time and time and time again. As I've said on this program before, as a guest of Alex, there's a way they could turn their boats around if they really wanted to. They begin covering the stories that independent media have been carrying for the last 10, 15 years, and their circulations would go through the roof. Because this is what the American people want to know. This is what the American people have been waiting for in vain, of the stories that independent media are reporting. And they're not getting it from mainstream because they can't. Because mainstream is pledged not to reveal those stories. Because those stories lie on the other side of the line where those people may not go. They cannot go there. No reporters, no editors, no anchors, nobody. We'll be back for our final segment on InfoWars. This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour.
Become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
John Rappaport back for the final segment, the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex here at InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Just a few minutes left. So I just want to feed you one more tidbit here in this long and winding story that I've been telling for the last hour about major media, the real fake media. They are the real fake media. Would you boys come up and receive your trophies and your awards? Because we finally identified you as the authentic fake media. Yeah, we should have an awards ceremony. Maybe guys could figure out how to do that. Maybe you can make a video, you know, green screen it, possibly with a giant auditorium and a stage. And now the Washington Post, you know, as you narrow it down, who's going to win Best Picture? Usually, isn't that the last one at the Oscars? Best real fake media outlet goes to, you know. So here's the last tidbit. Oh, the Washington Post is already running a story. I'm reading how the war against fake news backfired. Oh, yeah, well, okay. And that is, they do no investigative reporting. And by that I mean, you have a story, you know it's juicy, you know it's horrendous what you're going to discover. You can already see that. It's going to require a great deal of digging, and so you're going to do the digging. You're going to assign a reporter or two or three, whatever, to an ongoing story, and you're going to pound away day after day, month after month, however long it takes, and it's going to take a while. And you're going to keep publishing stories or featuring on broadcasts as more and more is uncovered, you see. And it's going to build to a mighty roar as you expose more and people come out of the woodwork under pressure to confess to you, the investigative reporter, what they really did and how they roll over as you talk to them and they tell you, you better talk to so-and-so, he's even higher on the food chain, you know, this kind of thing. It's not done. It used to be done, to some degree, more than it is now, that's for sure. And I could cite you a few examples. There's a great series on vaccine dangers published in a newspaper up in Rochester, New York, about, well, let's call it 30 years ago now. A series that was just absolute dynamite. You would never do that now. Never find it now. So therefore, because that kind of investigative reporting is not even being done, these major media outlets can blow the whistle on things and it doesn't even matter. They can say, well, the world ended today at 4 p.m., according to NASA, and then tomorrow they just ignore it and they go on with another story and so forth, and people don't even remember that they read the other story about the world ending. I mean, they could expose anything they want to. And I know this because I quote some of these articles when I write my articles and show how even major media admitted, for example, that the mainstream medical system was killing 225,000 people a year. That's 2.25 million people a decade in the U.S. And they can do that. A new study published in the Journal of American Medical Association, July 26, 2000, by Dr. Barbara Starfield, Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. All this is in the record. It's all true. But then you see, they've got a backup, which is the ultimate backup, which is we're not going to cover it anymore. It's gone. And so am I. Thank you, Alex. Thanks for the crew at InfoWars. See you next week. Thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.